for being here with us. We're going to have a good time together for a little bit. We're just going to learn a couple of minutes. We're going to learn. I don't have one of these for everyone, but I have one for every other person, or kind of, maybe. Almost. So let's try to enjoy this together. I'm going to show you these are the classics. We're learning the classics. I like fresh stuff. I like new stuff. You know, I like all the exciting, you know, but you can't ignore the classics. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to call it this Yesod HaTorah. We're going to do the foundations. This is one of them. I'm going to go through a little bit of the parasha. You'll have something intelligent to at least know that you can go into the Parashas HaShavua with some of these ideas. I'm going to tell you now, first thing we're going to discuss is the Abar Benel. Does anyone know anything about the Abar Benel? What was his first name?
Don.
Isaac. Isaac is Yitzchak. That's good. Don Isaac Abar Benel. He's very famous personality, not necessarily for his pirish. His pirish is a little bit difficult. He's more famous for what he did outside of the Beis Medrash. Anyone know what he did?
King's advisor.
He was a king's advisor in one particular area. Finance. He was an exceptional financier. He was an extremely wealthy man. He was so rich that he lent money to the king. That's how rich Abar Benel was. Okay? There is a young man in yeshiva named Zevi Kaufman, whose wife's last name is Bar Benel. They just call themselves Bar Benel for some reason. And not in their bank account, but Don Isaac of Barbanel. But now he was famous for the following thing. Does anyone know which king he was advisor for? King's Spain. Name was King of Spain. His name was Ferdinand. King Ferdinand. And his wife's name was
Isabella.
Don Isaac of Barbanel was their advisor. Now what happened was, there's a lot of people that are trying to bring Mashiach, aside for just Lubavitch. One of them is, for example, Iran, Ahmadinejad and all his chever. They think that if they attack Israel, perhaps they're going to bring the Messiah, the Muslim Messiah. Well, Don Isaac Abar Benel and his wife Isabella thought if we banish all the Jews from Spain and we cleanse Spain from all of its, all of the, what's the word they use for this? Heretics, or this, infidels, good. Spanish Inquisition, infidels. If we cleanse Spain from the infidels, that perhaps will bring the second coming of the Mashiach. That's what they were thought, and therefore what they did was, they chucked us all out. Well, at least they didn't kill us. I mean, they did, they killed a lot of us too, but they gave us a choice. Either convert or get out. So at least they gave us, the Germans didn't even give us a choice. The Germans just killed us. Right, the Spanish were kind enough to give us a choice. Now, some people left. Like, for example, who is the most famous Jew that left? Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus was unequivocally, undoubtedly Jewish.
How do we know
Christopher Columbus was Jewish? First of all, because his name was Christopher. So he was for sure Jewish. That's a dead giveaway. Second of all, Christopher Columbus wrote on the top of his letters, Beis Samach Dalet. Okay, is that good enough for you? His letters. There are letters, handwritten letters, that have Beis Samach Dalet on the top. Beis Hei, Beis Samach Dalet. He was Jewish, no question about it. His boat left on, anyone know the date?
1492.
Columbus was a Jew. 1492. Tisha B'Av. That was the day of the Spanish Inquisition. The eviction, the edict, whatever it was Tisha B'Av. Not a coincidence that it happened on Tisha B'Av. And Don Isaac Abar Benel was obviously allowed to stay, because as much as they hate the Jews, they love their money more. And he didn't. He said, you throw them out, I'm going with them. Those are my people. I'm not staying here. He did not leave penniless. He might have left penniless, but he made a lot of money again. He was very good at making money. He ended up, he is buried in a place called Padua, which is right outside of Venice. He went to, I believe it was Granada, other places, made other people very, very wealthy, and continued to be financial advisors for kings, other places and things like that. Don Isaac Abar Benel. Now his pirish is very, very wordy. It's very long, which makes it not popular. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. You want to write a popular pirish? Make it short. That's just the way it goes. He writes like 15 questions, and then he writes like 7 pages to answer all of those questions. So it's not so easy to read. We have here, great. We've condensed it into we cut out just a piece that's important, that's good enough for us to read, or whatever. It's short enough for us to read, and we can read a piece from Don Isaac Abarbanel. Very, very famous, a very important personality. And here it goes. It's on this week's parasha. We're starting on the top. The top in the bold is the pasuk. It says, "Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShviyas tispiru chamishim yoyim." What are we talking about here? Sviras ha'omer. Count how many days? 50, 49, 50. Some people count the 50th, whatever. Ukvafte mincha chadosha. Something new. You bring something new on the 50th day. That's called the lechem apanu. I don't know if you know about it. You guys know what chadosh is in Yashan? You familiar with this idea? Chadosh, Yashan has to do with Shavuos and different Pesach. Whatever, it's not really for now. Wheat, yeah. So I'm going to tell you right as follows. What is the translation of the words Sviras Ha'omer? I was talking to someone on the phone, a married guy, he's been married for, I would say, around 5 years, had no clue. Sviras Ha'omer, the counting of the Omer. So we know what Sfira means. What is Omer?
Means barley, or the carbon of the
barley. There is a carbon which is called the carbon oimer. It's a particular carbon. Why are we talking about a carbon? Anyone know?
After the carbon of his barley, you eat the yashash.
What does that have to do with counting? What did you say? I can't hear you.
They brought a carbon of wheat.
They brought a carbon. Is that carbon called the carbon oimer?
No.
The carbon of barley.
No. That carbon is called?
Carbon
mincha particular shtei ha lechem. Not funny, yes it is. Shtei ha lechem. The shtei ha lechem is brought on Shavuos. Why do you think we have shtei ha lechem? Because we have the two Shavuos. To Akiva, Shavuos, to Luchais, Shtei Alechem, to Luchais, excellent. So Korban Omer we don't bring on Shavuos, we actually bring Korban Omer on Pesach, the second day of Pesach, is when we start counting Sviras Omer. That's when we have the Korban Omer. We take it all the way until, we count until Shavuos, where we bring another Korban called Mincha Chadosha. What's the other name for that Mincha? Shtei Alechem, okay? They're both different types of mincha. There's two different types of korbanos. I'm going to give them in just broad strokes. One is a korban of an animal, a behema, or a oif, and the other one is a mincha. What are examples of animals that you could bring as a korban?
A cow.
A cow. No hummingbirds. Sheep, goat, doves.
Oxen. A giraffe.
Right, no giraffe. Oh. Basically, it boils down to you could bring
cow, sheep,
cattle, pigeon. Right, or pigeon, correct.
Was there one hummingbird?
Now, basically, the rich people, what do they bring?
Cows.
The more middle class, what do they bring?
Sheep.
Chickens.
Sheep, chickens. The homeless, what do they bring?
Bread.
No.
Flour.
Bread, flour. That's a mincha. That's in the other department. The other department is called a mincha. A mincha, classically, most minchas are, there's different shapes minchas, prepared different ways, some of them in pans, some of them not, some of them interesting shaped pans, right? Or interesting shaped pots. Anyway, the mincha of Pesach is made out of oimer. It's the carbon oimer, which is made out of barley. The carbon that we bring on Shavuos is made out of wheat. So now we're going to see what the Barbanel says. Okay, everyone, you see where we are in the Barbanel? It's right on top. Ulefi. This is a classic right here, my friends. A lot of people know this idea, but don't know that it's from the Barbanel. So we're going to read this together. Yehuda, do you have one back there? You guys got one? Here it goes. Ulefi. Can someone help me with the translation?
And because.
She Yisrael b'tzeisam mi Mitzrayim.
The Jews left.
Hayu kibehemois. They were like animals. Mibli Torah v'das. They did mibli without Torah. They had no Torah, and if they have no Torah, they have no das. Kama shezacharti, like I mentioned. Tzivsa Yisale, the Hashem, the Exalted One, commanded us. Sheyakrivu az Aimer haseoirim. Then the carbon, the material, the ingredients is sa'irim. Sa'irim is another word, English is
barley.
Ubechag ha-shavuos. However, when we have the holiday of Shavuos, shekiblu es ha-toirah, when we received, v'nasu ba'ale seichel. What does that mean?
We became people of the brain.
We became people of intellect. Umevine mada.
Understanding knowledge.
Tziva sheyakrivu mincha chadasha. Now you have to bring a mincha chadasha. What does that mean?
New mincha.
A new offering. Kmo shehayu behem az ruach chadasha. Just like they now they have a new spirit. V'sheha mincha tiyeh shtei halechem. What's that mincha? The two alechem. What do we say it's symbolic for? Ma'achol b'nei Adam. What does that mean?
Human food.
Hachachamim v'anavoinim. The wise, the intelligent. V'lakach hoysa hasvira michag ha-pesach ad chag ha-shavuos. And that was the svira. That's why there's a svira from Chag HaPesach to Chag HaShavuos. Leimor, that's to tell us the following thing. Mosai yovo yoim Hashem ledaber imanu. What does that mean? Mosai.
When will the day come that Hashem will speak to us?
Ki ha'adam kishe yich soif. When he is yearning. Dover ma'oid. Something very much. And he's hoping for its coming. Yispar hayomim ad boyoy. You know, there's such a thing as like a counter to your marriage. You know, they sell those things where you could set the dates, you know.
Oh, yeah. Marriage countdowns.
Marriage countdowns.
Day till your wedding.
And you start it, and then you could look. It's like only 15 days to the wedding, and, you know, only 14 days. Right, exactly, and it's counting down to the wedding. What?
Start freaking out a little bit,
exactly. So this is so what is Sfira Sa'imer? We are excited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and he's going to speak to us. Now what happens when Hashem speaks to us? We actually gain... Well, right, yeah. That's not what I was talking about. But that is true, that's what happened. We died, but we came back. We gain knowledge. We become...
Ultimate knowledge.
We become people. We become real people. As opposed to when we left Mitzrayim, what were we? We were more like animals. So that's why the carbon that we bring on Pesach is a carbon. What are the ingredients? Barley. Who eats barley classically? Animals. It's animal food. It's animal food. What? You know anyone that eats only barley? Like barley, like a dish of a barley dish? What? Barley cake.
Barley bread.
Yeah.
Barley
is a thing.
There is. People do have mushroom barley soup, but I don't know anyone that eats just barley soup. It's all mushroom barley. Barley is just
cereal.
Beer is barley soup. Really.
Well, you don't eat the barley. You just use it.
Drink hops. Barley.
Well, you eat the barley. Mushroom barley soup. They put barley soup. Barley is not really food. That's what it boils down to. It's just something that you could use to make food, enhance your food. Wheat is the classic food. Wheat is something that most people eat most of the time. My family barely ever eats wheat because they're celiac, but that makes life very, very difficult. Because you'd be shocked at how many things they put wheat in. They put wheat in so many things. You know they put wheat in falafel?
Oh, yeah.
All falafel has wheat.
Also, everything is
made out of wheat. It's not made out of wheat. Falafel is made out of chickpeas, but they put no, not the pita, not the pita. The falafel ball is made out has wheat in it.
Are you serious?
You know that
in hold it together.
What? It's to hold it together.
Also, everything says
may contain wheat.
That's a lot of
now, Rabbi. Now, the question is: is it called a falafel because falafel balls in your falafel?
I would
tell him yes. No. I would say no.
I mean, in the falafel restaurant, sell that. Say, here's your falafel when they give it to you, even if you say, I don't want falafel balls. So, I'm saying, what do we define falafel? You gotta go down to the meaning of the word falafel.
Bread is our classic food for humans. The only ones that really eat bread are humans. The animals don't eat bread because bread has to be prepared. The animals eat meat.
Yes,
quite a bit. They don't cook it, but they eat it. Do they eat fish? Yes. Do they eat wheat? Do they eat bread? No, because bread is something that has to be prepared. It's the only food that's really has to be prepared that animals do not eat. It's human food. So what we celebrating on Shavuos is that we have become humans. You become people. The Torah gives us intellect. The difference between a person and an animal is our intellect. That's the difference between us.
Well, we know that animals have no intellect.
They don't have no intellect. They don't have. They have no sophisticated intellect. They don't have the ability to speak. They can communicate. Can't speak. Well, those that's for the human inside of them.
Monkeys really have somewhat.
Is it a thing that more?
So yes, every animal has some. I mean, a bird brain has a bird has a brain. It's just a bird brain.
Some animals right? Even talk now. They have their own languages.
They don't talk. They communicate.
Parrots.
They have different words and stuff.
You're right, Ralph, you understand what elephants are saying, right?
Elephant. Did you say someone else was able to understand animals?
Yes.
So does that mean it's
all animals communicate? All animals communicate in a very, very sophisticated way, but they don't. They still don't have intellect.
Do you know? I want a piece of ice cream.
Shlomo, even scientists today have ways of figuring out. They know that animals communicate. For example, do you know that if a bee, my brother's a beekeeper, as many of you might know, if a bee finds a flower, he will go back to the beehive and he will dance. And the dance is showing, it's crazy to watch it. He's like a bee going, and he's dancing, and he's giving them directions how to get to the flower. That's what he's doing. He's communicating with it.
So if you blow it while it's doing
it's
that,
it's bee language. See what
you want to see? Yo, you see like 150 bees are like,
going in the wrong way.
Wrong step. Oh, now they're all going to go
It's absolutely... It is absolutely fascinating. But that doesn't make a bee have intellect. Bees still don't have brains. And they're very limited. Humans have a whole different way of processing, of collecting information. These types of things, Shlomo, a bee cannot learn. You cannot teach a bee anything.
Elephant.
That's true, but extremely limited to how much you could teach them.
They could train them, but teach them right.
Right, very limited, and it takes a very, very long time.
Remember the famous story? The Rambam. I don't know what, but like he went to a meal with a bunch of like kings, and they wanted to show him like. These cats could be like humans, and they dress up like suits, and they're
right.
Eating up, and then
right.
Right.
Animal stays in
animal. We're gonna get a mouse. Just pull it out of his pocket.
Okay, folks. We have another beautiful, very classic. Kedas Yitzchak on the bottom. We're not gonna do that. That's it for today. Beis Hashem. Hopefully, next week is. Can I just get a show of hands? How many people here are going to Cyprus? So I believe that I hope to be in charge of the Cyprus Chabur. We're going to do a little bit of this in Cyprus. Hopefully, Beis Hashem. Next Shabbos will be a little bit of mix and match. Otherwise, we'll stop here. Thank you so much, guys. Pleasure.
Maybe I want to go to Cyprus, but I can't.